Hello friends, we are studying the subject of internet marketing. This is chapter 3. Chapter 3 is on the right internet marketing strategies. So I am Professor Ashish Hathi, who is going to conduct this. We have our learning objective come agenda set for us is to understand the importance of the internet marketing strategy with choosing effective internet marketing strategy. Various internet marketing strategies, that is how to choose the various internet marketing strategy and achieving business goals with your internet marketing strategy. So with this as a core objective, let's begin. Internet marketing strategy is nothing but actually it is a method or a technique that are used to promote product or services online. We have understood internet marketing beginning and strategy part I have told you with that wartime example, and also I told you one of the SUV laid example, what is strategy, what is tactics. So combining that, anything that you want to do on a product that you sell online is a internet marketing. There are many types of internet marketing strategies. So now to achieve your goal, you have to have various strategy in place. So we will be studying those, such as search engine optimization, social media marketing, content marketing, email marketing. So many of this, when I am narrated this, you will find it repeating. So I will be there for not getting too much into it. I have done that task in my earlier chapters when I came and explained you email marketing or search engine optimization, etc. So though the chapter is on this, I will be at a base level. So essentially, let's understand the other aspects. Not all of these strategies may be effective for your business. So strategies again have to consider various factors. So to choose a strategy is also an art, and that's what we will try to understand out here. Internet marketing strategies help to reach. So finally, the right strategy will help you to connect with your target audience, create value for them. They will understand what you mean to them, what's in it for them vis-a-vis you. And that will create a differentiation. Once you are able to do that, you are able to build the brand and the trust among the targeted customers, leading to relationship and loyalty. And therefore, you will achieve your business goal, including extracting the most out of the lifetime of the customer. I gave you an idea. Lifetime is like how much if it is a teenager as your segment. Or I gave you my example with Gillette. Last 35 years or more, I have been a brand loyal customer of Gillette. So how much have they extracted out of me? Started with simple razor to the gel, shaving gel, to the beard creams and whatnot. It involves leveraging various online channels and platforms. So now we go to that level where I have told you various channels and the platforms also that is available to you. And how do you drive traffic? How do you bring the traffic to that channel? That part we have understood. Organic and paid marketing, etc. Those things also we have understood. An effective internet marketing strategy aims to maximize the return on investment. Ultimately, today marketing is answerable for the return of investment, including internet marketing. At the basic level, the successful online marketing strategy will include websites design. This is just a cursory this thing wherein it gives you the idea. Website is your center of gravity, so to say. So it includes the website design where I told you meta tags and those aspects or the backlinking and all that comes into picture. Then get into the search engine optimization, how to make your site come up on easy to search and then come up on a hierarchy level. We learned about email marketing, social media marketing and pay-per-click advertising, paid advertising. Okay. So that is what we have covered. So an effective internet marketing strategy is essential for the business. So that is no doubt about it. All size, we have studied at that time. There was a chapter in which we studied at individual entrepreneur, startup level, large organizations. So that part we have turned. So that being the case, it enables the business to reach their target audience. What does the internet marketing do or the strategy help you to do is to reach the target audience, engage them with your brand and then build a long-term association. Okay, so that will get you sustained growth and the sale. Those loyal customers are going to come to you. So you have a surety kind of thing from them. The most effective approach to your, therefore, the approach that you can take are many types of digital marketing that you can leverage to increase your audience reach. So there are many options available to you to reach your audience. You can reach, if it is a more common people, then maybe Facebook is all right. If it is a very specific genre, internet maybe. If it's a professional, then maybe the LinkedIn. So those kind of aspects. Business will be depend on your industry, target, etc. So overall internet marketing and all has to do with consideration to your business you are in, the industry, the target, B2B industry or direct to consumer industry or what. So that's what, okay. So importance of internet marketing strategy. Now we are entering into the second segment, wherein which I am trying to give you an idea as to why it is important. Why it is important to have a strategy in the internet marketing. It's not all about just using all the platform. So first is better return on investment. Right strategy approach will yield you better effectiveness, better generation of leads, conversion of lead. Okay, so conversion rate will be better. Therefore, the sales volume will be better. Cost of acquisition will be lower. So the profitability will be better. So your return on investment will be better. So that's number one reason, importance. Increase brand awareness. Global presence of digital media, whatever that you do is available globally. If it is done correctly, available to the target audience, etc. So the awareness of the brand instantly when you release and upload it will reach. Okay, I-15, people were waiting, and after the press announcements and all. So there may be millions who would have visited every day their website to see if it is launched, and I am the first among them to grab it. So that's what is a brand awareness will create a lot of reach for you. Okay, positivity and all surrounding that, etc. You get a lot of press publicity and all. So that's an advantage. Third is improved customer satisfaction. So strategy-led internet marketing creates personalization. You are able to personalize your interaction with that identified target group customers. So the relevant message will go. Customer will feel that you understand his need. Okay, and therefore you are providing him relevant information, and that engagement will be bettered, and therefore customer will feel satisfied about an engagement with you. Enhanced collaboration. Business can work together with others online to improve their marketing efforts. Collaborative marketing has come in. Different providers can come together to give you a complete experience. So that is also becoming nowadays viable. And that really brings the opportunity, one hand for the customer and other hand for you to grow your market. Okay. So that's another importance. Simplified management. Now, though the term may be for new and for a newcomer like maybe you and me, it will be, but otherwise those who are experts, those who are doing it day to day, the overall management of it so simplified, because everything is digital, everything is laid down for you. Okay, so internet marketing tools makes managing campaign easier, more efficient. There are automation available, MarTech, is that so? Marketing technology allows you a lot of email, auto responders, auto campaign launches, etc. So various things. Analytics gives you result. You don't have to do that task. And therefore, overall, it is simplified management. Automation is possible because it's a digital world. You can use a lot of automation, which is otherwise also in today AI is making things very, very, very smooth for you. And so that lead together customer behavior understanding, trend identification, etc. will help you to not only target, manage your resource effectively by diverting it to a fruitful channels, etc. So that's what automation helps you with. Demonstrating expertise. Now, content marketing, if you remember that we have touched, blogs and all, YouTubes, etc. These are the platforms that allows you to showcase your knowledge, your prowess in that industry or the product, etc. And therefore, customer will themselves vouch for your quality when they read about you. They need not test your product, but they will be sure about your product quality. Building relationship, internet marketing helps businesses to connect with potential and existing customers in a manner that one is a personalization, customization, targeting, relevant communication. All this thing will create empathy between the two, and therefore the relationship and loyalty development takes place. Generating prospects, that's also the core purpose of business, is to always generate new customers, so that generation, identification of new potential segment, new potential buyer personas, depending on your assessment of the behavioral trends that you notice, analytics suggestions that you get, etc., so that you are able to constantly find out new niches for you, which you can mutually exclusively serve due to internet marketing. Increasing sale, internet marketing strategies attract or persuade customers to buy product because of its power of digital, power of visual. You are able to use videos, you are able to use animation, you are able to use GIF approach, whatever. You are able to capture the attention. When that attention grabbing happens, engagement will happen, and that will probably take the journey forward towards lead and closure. So that's an increasing sale. So what we are trying to understand further is the targeting part. Targeting, as I told you, you might have a multiple segments, but you target specific. All companies, it may not be possible. Even in the internet marketing, though you are able to do micro marketing, many personas can be, but between that also, you have to really be very clear about whom are you targeting. So that targeting understanding will align a lot of things straight for you. Align your marketing strategy, product, price, place, promotion. Okay, align your media, align your tactics, align your brand development, etc. So that content marketing strategy, social media marketing strategy, all will get aligned if you are very clear about your targeting. Supporting campaigns. Internet marketing helps create and measure success of marketing campaigns. So that is based on the matrices that you develop. So key performance indicator or such matrices. So importance of internet marketing is it is supporting your campaign, because there is an analytics there. You are able to quickly measure the effectiveness, measurable results. So that is what business can track and analyze at any given point of time. You are able to track and analyze your performance of the campaign. You will clearly know which channel is working, which offer is working, not working, etc. Which media is paying off, not paying off media, you can divert the budget, stop the current use, and then so you will generate effectiveness. So therefore, better return on investment, as I told you earlier. Competitive advantage. Now that's a very powerful this thing. Everyone wants to be distinguished vis-a-vis the competition. Internet marketing gives you edge because you are able to connect better with your target customers. Now, if you can, that what you can leverage, you are able to go into distinguish yourself also differently. So that's the power of this thing, and that distinguishing competitive advantage if you achieve. And you are able to know even competition. In traditional days, it was difficult to find out. As I told you, some of those analytics tools, which even tells you the competition, the you know, backlinks and those kind of things, you have personas that they follow, etc. You are able to therefore create very competitive advantage for you in your internet marketing. Diversification of the marketing channel. Internet marketing offers various platforms. Now, not that you have to use all of them. You have to, depending on your resources available, you plan which one is appropriate for you. Data-driven decision making, very powerful, again, reason and importance part of it is constantly it throws you data, number of visitors, unique visitors, which page views are given to you, the bounce rate. So bounce rate is coming on which pages or which offers, etc. So all those things are a real-time data. Data gives you inferences when analyzed, and when decision is on inferences, they are more likely to be effective. So that's another thing, the point 16. So we complete that part, importance of internet marketing strategies or strategies in the internet marketing. We come to choosing effective internet marketing strategy. So here essentially I am going to cover some of the key factors. So I am not actually getting into choosing, but I am going to teach you some of the key factors that determine the strategy aspects in your business. So we are going to touch down on those points. Okay, key factors. So we are going to study each point as a factor that matters when it comes to deciding, choosing of an effective internet marketing strategy. So this is a foundation on which you select your effective internet marketing strategy. So first point is, what is the goal of your business? Why your business stands for? What's in it for customer? DHL, Express Courier. So that's what they are there for. So that's what the business goal. Decide specific and measurable objectives for internet marketing. Now, to convey to people that you are stand for the express delivery, your internet marketing goal has to be set then. So create an awareness about why you are express. Create an awareness by showcasing your infrastructure that you have, their own airplanes, okay, their own offices across world, rather than some courier depending on other associate in other countries. So all this is possible. A lot of possibility to tangibilize the intangible. So set your business goal. Okay. In otherwise, it will be very difficult to show your infrastructure and all in a paper or in other convention. This thing, internet marketing has made it possible. So what is your business goal? Awareness about your intangible part to make it tangible. So then you will align everything accordingly. Target audience, we have understood that repeatedly. So who your target audience will give you an idea about their likes, dislike, preferences, lifestyles, etc. So you can tweak everything around that. So that's what is the power. Your strategy, tactics, all aligned to that will give you that power. Marketing budget, you are able to also determine the amount of money available. Now, depending on the market potential that you are trying to cover, you are able to know how much budget you are going to spend. That budget will get you what return on investment, etc. So that is a reason why internet marketing in a way also facilitates budget development. Competitors, so now you are able to study your competitors, what offerings, because there are a lot of analytical tools that will also feed you the information. So the kind of product offerings, their own comparisons and all, you can give a comparison of your etc. You know their entire SWOT analysis you can do for them. So likewise, your SWOT versus their SWOT. So likewise, open source based data available in the internet makes the competition evaluation more rugged, and therefore you are able to create appropriate strategy. Types of industry, you must know, the one of the other factor is the type of industry that you are into it. So once you are clear whether you are in a fast food industry or whether you are in an instant food industry, what is it, you are then able to align various things. So you are then able to determine the trends, the best practices, the threats or the challenges that you will have. So based on that, if you are clear about type of industry, your strategic choices will be accordingly adopted. So that's a factor that one need to know before choosing your strategy. Assess your resources. Okay, so what are the resources you will require? Once you have an idea about your business goal, then the internet marketing goal, you will know. I remember in that also I told you business persona and customer touch points, therefore the journey points, where I told you that various functions will have to come together. So that is what is the resource planning, which is like people, budget, time, etc. will have to be worked out. Strategy that will allow you to bring resources, maximize output of the resources, etc. can be put into place. So that's about the resource mobilization and utilization. Combined strategies, that's a very powerful point. Internet marketing allows you, because your various target groups or buyer persona is in a different state vis-a-vis the product. One of the buyer persona, you are already in a growth stage, while another buyer persona, you may be introducing the product. Now, using internet marketing, it is very possible for you to play with combination of strategy depending on the buyer persona where they are vis-a-vis your product. So I will give you some exposure here. Say like, for example, use SEO for better website visibility, okay, in your search engine. So when it comes to website, you are using a strategy of SEO, search engine optimization. However, employ social media marketing to connect with and influence the audience. You may need a lot of connect when you are introducing a product. So you use social media marketing. So one end SEO is practiced on the website, but you simultaneously use social media marketing, which is all Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, etc. So connect. So again, a different platform, different strategical choice. Utilize content marketing. That's also another platform to create engaging content. Establish brand superiority. So you see that we are studying combined strategies. So internet marketing offers you combination of strategy. Utilize content marketing, as we have already studied. Leverage email marketing. So that's also we understood for the direct and personal communication. Create a reason for them to connect with you. So email marketing can facilitate. Continuous communication can go to your existing customers or a new prospects. Implement pay-per-click. So now that you have a clarity about your targets, their buying behavior, their media habits, you can probably get into PPC model for your traffic, you know, maximization and conversion. So you think combining strategy is a choice in the internet marketing. So that's also one important factor. Then comes the ongoing evaluation. So ongoing evaluation is nothing but, it's not about one-time evaluation. You can constantly monitor change decision-based outcome because it's a real-time. So tools and matrices are there to give you the data. So, and you have framed a KPI, so you can see the performance outcome. Stay updated. What is required is that you cannot be aloof, you cannot be ad hoc in being touch with the internet marketing and that field around that. So you have to be always updated about new technologies, new options coming on your way. So like AI has opened a lot of new options. So each one is trying. Okay. So the best practices, the global standards of data security, privacy. So you have to be updated on that. Data-driven optimization. We have touched earlier also. It's like real-time data has been offered. So now based on that, you do an inference-based decision. So this channel is not working. This offer is not working. So I have allocated this budget. Can I move it to the other way and then optimize my effectiveness and outcome? So that is what is possible. So now we come to having understood the factors that is required in choosing internet marketing strategies. We start understanding various internet marketing strategies. So stage is all set to understand different internet marketing strategies. So we will take them one by one. However, friends, we have done this before. I will be touching base on the only key point. I will not necessarily get into explaining what it is. So we start with search engine optimization. We understood what is search engine optimization, which is a technicalities that you have to have when you develop your digital properties, the meta tags, use of keywords, backlinking, etc. So that overall in the search outcome of the customer, you come on a higher order. Okay, so that's what we have understood. This is a which is an organic effort that a company puts in. Here, the advantage is you have to optimize your content, structure it technically correct, and earn trust and authority through reputed links and position and positive user experiences. So SEO requires you to do backlinking and all. So now the appropriate backlinking will build trust. Customers will see that you are linked at the right place, and then you fulfill his needs. So that's the power of search engine optimization is a strategy. Second was a content marketing. We understood what is content. There are content which is primarily a creative content or a meaningful content versus the platform-based content. So like there are exclusive platforms which is blogs, etc. So you can really use them, videos, podcasts, etc. They are high on content and they are not necessarily product feature and those kind of thing. They can amplify the brand by giving the technology perspective, by giving the, you know, customer perspective, the benefit to the customers and those kind of a conversation that one can do. So here idea is to educate, inform and entertain or engage. You know, that's how I told you, always use the word entertain vis-a-vis the engage and inspire trust so that the customer starts believing that you are a power horse in this industry or a product or this category as such. So pay-per-click, which is paid marketing that we have understood. So as many click, like you have given us a sponsored ad, Now, if you have engaged as a pay-per-click, you will pay to the Google advertiser based on the click that the customer does, not on the watch, not on how many people have watched your impression that has gone in the eyes of the customer, but how many customers actually clicked on whatever call to action that you have given. This facilitates better ROI. Then comes the social media advertising, and then we have a social media marketing. Here you use various social media. You either do the social media and use it to advertise your product. There you pay for it. Okay, so that helps you to create an awareness, reach a new market, or get into the new segments, micro segments, leading to generation of a lead, etc. So that's what is the social media advertising, social media marketing. Here you use the power of social media to market yourself. So somebody searches it, your list comes, your brand comes, etc. So that's what you do it. So again, that is also done to create an awareness, get a sale, etc. It has to connect and resonate with the audience interest and engage them. So that's what social media marketing. Email marketing, we have understood what it is. It is a personalized communication, and that personalized communication can be done to deliver messages of different type, new product, services to the customer, etc. Okay, and specific offer, exclusive offer, etc. Use for lead nurturing. Lead may go into a slight of abeyance because he's gathering still information, gathering testimonial. So during that time, you keep nurturing him so that he connects with you, and therefore high probability of conversion builds in. One part we did not hear is that overall there is an opt-in principle. You have to have an opt-in subscriber, which is what when you subscribe to any app or when you are on a social media, you saw one this thing, learn more, and you clicked it and you submitted your name, number and email. It is concluded you are opted in to receive regular information, promotional things from them. So that's what is an opt-in listing is required. Then comes the website design. It is not simply just putting few creatives together. It's all about your knowing the technicality of it, the meta text, the image text, the backlinking, etc. Today the various formats are available, dynamic websites are available. Depending on the customer starts choosing what on your websites, the relevant page displays, etc. gets aligned. So it's all about layouting, technology use, remaining very customer driven. So use of technology, but not to lose focus on being customer driven. All put together goes behind websites. Then comes the influencer marketing. We have understood there is an individual who has a following. This individual has carved a niche for himself on a specific genre, on a specific subject, topic of interest, etc. Now, if that is of a relevance, or this target or this follower group is relevant to you, you employ him so that he will promote your product. So that's what brand will get a mass reach, the trust will be there, etc. So we have understood that earlier also. So that's an influencer marketing. Affiliate marketing strategy, we have understood that also earlier, where individual independent people promote certain aspects. So under the aspects of hygiene, they may promote Gala Trader, Gala brand of mopping tools and devices, etc. Or under the this thing of house cleaning and all, somebody will promote certain vacuum cleaner. So when they do that, they have created a link for you, and using that link, either in the blog or a YouTube video or a TikTok, etc., when you use that link and go and read the information, and you may end up buying it, this affiliate earns about it. So we saw that. Video marketing is again same affiliates on the video trying to promote, educate, and then finally they tell you, click this thing, and I have provided you the link. He will not hard force you, but because you saw that there and you have a immediate need developed based on what he has communicated to you in a video manner, you may end up using that link. So that's also video marketing, wherein affiliates use, but video marketing is also done by the company themselves organically. Company make a lot of videos, to educate people, to tell them how good that product is, and in that there is always a link to purchase. So that's what video marketing is all about. So this strategy, so we have understood various strategies. So in brief, these strategies play a crucial role in boosting a business, so that internet marketing based business, so to say, they expand the audience and enhance worldwide audience, larger geographic this thing can be reached, okay, and your brand can reach those places directly. Sometimes you may need an intermediate also, but brand value can be created. Then you can think of your developing your own base there. Maybe you initially start internet marketing, maybe you initially sell into the other countries or other place using, say, e-commerce sites, etc. But later, depending on the popularity that you get, you may think of your base in those countries or that area. Customers can provide feedback on the product, services. So there's a two-way communication. Internet marketing, I have earlier told you. Now monitoring them, replying to customer, attending them, learning from them, removing the root cause of a problem, all this thing will be taken to the next level of customer engagement and experience, and therefore the satisfaction. Satisfied customers always come to you, or most of the time come to you. So that's how the business growth will come. So we have understood in brief various internet marketing strategies, post which we come to a section which is achieving business goals with internet marketing strategies. So here we will be very goal specific. What goals can you achieve using internet marketing strategies? So that is what we are trying to understand. So let's start with that. Boosting visibility. You want to be seen more, you want to reach out more, your more people should see you often. If those are the things, technique like SEO and content marketing helps business rank higher on the online searches, and therefore it improves the visibility. So goal, if of is a visibility improvement, then maybe SEO, the blog based marketing, this thing you can do it to improve your visibility. So goal number one. Goal number two, targeted messaging. So here, through tools like social media ads, business email, etc., you are able to tailor messages to the specific demographics, okay, thereby boosting your communication. Though the email is not out here, but even email is a very targeted communication. You may have a list of 10 lakh customers, but you may refine them based on the age, based on the buying behavior. So that targeted messaging is even possible in email. Generating leads. Now, why are you communicating? That's what we say earlier. You have to know what is the reason why you're communicating. So there is a sale acquisition. Customer passes through various stages. So from a suspect, whether you want to know how many are interested. So that is a generating of the lead. So then you have to have all your tactics, communications in a way that suspects will feel motivated to take that call to action, so that you are creating a lead. Okay, engaging customers. If suppose you want to keep them engaged, you want to get a repeat business, you want to build a relationship, then hold your selection of a platform, the tools, the kind of a communication, content, various things will change. That will be focused on relationship and loyalty, so that you engage better with the customer. Then comes the trackable result. So objective is to know, like Google Analytics, and through which you get an idea about your performances. So your goal, if it is an effectiveness, then also internet marketing helps you, because it gives you the real-time data on various parameters. Staying ahead. Now you want to be one step ahead of others. So strong online presence, you know, you will want to be seen and heard and believed. So that's why you will do a lot of things which will attract customers, which will compel them to subscribe more to you, etc. So that kind of this thing will create a competitive edge for you, and you may become industry leader. And that is possible through, say, things like blogs and all those things, you know, so that customer will believe your knowledge superiority, and they will conclude, therefore you must be the best in that league. To just give you an example, we know Eureka Forbes have been the pioneer and the leader about the vacuum cleaner, but why today Dyson, which has come in, is been regarded as more, you know, relevant or more correct product, etc.? That's because they have done things to stay ahead, visibility high, the blogs are conveying the reason why there is no vacuum bags and also how it is hassle free and all those aspects. So that's what is an example. Global reach, I have already told you earlier that any internet marketing, this thing is open globally. So now when you do that, you are able to attract newer market, newer target segments, etc. So, and you also get to know the popularity, local popularity, because based on the location traffic, then you can refine your strategy for that locations, etc. So that's a, if it's a, that's an objective, you can achieve global reach objective also. Cost efficiency, I have earlier also mentioned that production, release, and therefore the cost of acquisition, cost of retention, etc., cost of loyalty development using internet marketing is lower than the other traditional conventional media. So that investment gives you the output. So return on investment is better. So that's why your cost efficiency is there. Adaptability. With changing time, lot of technologies, lot of new platforms are coming, and real-time data. That's also another part. So you can move your platforms. Other thing is, real-time data gives you the idea of what is working for you, not working, which offer is far more attractive than the other offer. So you can reshuffle your budget, and that's what the adaptability is all about. Building authority. So now you are able to, through a consistent valuable content, so content marketing can get you the authority. So blogs and all will establish brand authority. People will recognize you when it comes to this kind of a product, you are the father of that product category. So that's what will happen. You can bring in a lot of experts to talk about. You can give a lot of research data. You can give a lot of technology data. So that credence of the brand will get established. So towards the end, let's review as a summary. Internet marketing strategy. We have understood what is internet marketing. And it's a technique used by the business to promote their product using online, digital world, worldwide web. Okay, so that's what, and through that channel, they reach the target audience. That's an internet marketing. There are strategies that helps you to implement your internet marketing and then boost your brand, boost your sale, etc. So you have to have understanding about your target audience, etc. You should be very clear about the goals, etc. So when you want to implement your internet marketing strategies, these are the kind of a prerequisite, these are the kind of outcome that you can look for. And therefore, depending on that, every business is unique. Therefore, the circumstances may be unique. As I told you, some buyer persona you are developing, some buyer persona you have achieved a good growth, etc. You have a possibility to deploy, employ other internet marketing approaches. So that is possible. In one end, I told you that combined strategy, one end you use SEO, the other way and you use blogs to create a richness for the brand, etc. Some popular internet marketing strategies we have looked at, it starts with things like organic, this thing through a website, through SEO, through content marketing, the email marketing, etc., paid media marketing, etc. So that's what we have understood. Furthermore, businesses can integrate different strategies. So that's also again that outcome of that combined strategy that we've discussed. So through an integration of various platforms, various buyer persona, you align your various platforms, you align your need for communication, and then accordingly you develop your content, you are able to do nothing but integrate it. And then integration will lead to more consistent and effectiveness of your marketing communication. Therefore, the business growth will be far more better. So with this, we end this session. Thank you, friends.